for you, ma'am?
I'm doing well. I'm here in Pittsburgh. I've been campaigning all day from early this morning, so I'm happy to talk to your listeners.
Let me thank you. Let me begin by thanking you for all that you have done for the many years in the prevention of cancer. I recently lost a mother 2 years ago for cancer, so I want to thank you.
Well, thank you, Fernando. You know what? If I have the honor of being your First Lady, I will continue that work, as will my husband.
Let me ask you something about local politics here in Florida. We are Puerto Ricans, even though we live in the States, we're always connected to the island. Let me ask you, what's at stake for Puerto Ricans in this election?
Oh, my gosh. Everything is at stake. You know, my husband, Joe Biden, will be a president for all Americans. So what's at stake is health care, education, climate change. You know, if my husband is elected president, you know, Puerto Ricans, Hispanics will have a seat at the table. You know, I just met yesterday. I was in Florida. I met with a woman. Her name was Cassandra. And she came to the mainland because she lost her job in Puerto Rico because of COVID-19. And then she came here to work at Disney World, and then she lost her job there. So what she was looking for was hope for her family. So she wants to get back to work. And so Joe will provide jobs for Hispanics and like I said, education. So there's so much at stake in this election, and I'm hoping that all of your listeners will vote because they have to remember every vote counts, every vote matters.
Let me ask you something about this election. We are being dined and wined by every single candidate. Why is your husband, Joe Biden, the president? And why is he the best candidate for the Republican Senate vote in Central Florida?
Because, you know, I think, Fernando, Joe reflects the values of Hispanic families. You know,
right.
I mean, he has a very strong faith, you know, of the tragedy and the loss that he's experienced in his family. And, you know, he values family, of course. I mean, we're a very close family. And so I think he wants to work for all families. And like I said, he'll be a president for all Americans. I was going to say, if you, you know, I think that this election, character is really on the ballot. And you have to look for a president who reflects the integrity of the American people and, you know, what they're looking for, that someone who lifts up the office of the presidency. And that's who my husband is. He's strong. He's resilient. And he's empathetic. I mean, he knows what people are going through, whether it's job loss or not being able to pay for a child, your children's education. He's lived that, Fernando. So he understands, you know, what it's like not to have health care, so or not to be able to pay for education. He understands people's problems, which is contrary to what our present president,
right,
who doesn't, you know, connect with anybody, with any of them. I mean, think of when he went down to Puerto Rico and after Hurricane Maria, and he stood there and he threw out paper towels at the crowd. That was so demeaning, so demeaning. And I just was with Jose Andreas yesterday, and he said to me, Gio, do you remember that? Do you remember that? He said, I went down to help feed all the Puerto Rican families because there was no food. There was no electricity. There was no water. The people were suffering. What did Donald Trump do? Nothing. Joe will never, ever ignore people like that. He will help people. He's a man of empathy. And that's what I hope that your listeners hear from me.
Well, that's one quality that we miss in this, during Maria in Puerto Rico. We miss that empathy. We miss people,
yes,
you know, thinking for, you know, our pain and what we're going through, either on the island or off the island. Let me ask you last, ma'am. What role do you think Puerto Ricans will have in this federal election this year?
Oh, they have a major, first of all, they have a major role. I mean, they have to vote. They must vote. We're not taking them for granted. You know, Hispanics are a growing population in America. Their voices are so important. They can't discount it. Every vote matters.
Now, I want to thank you for your time, and let me extend my invitation to you and your husband. You are our next first lady, and your husband is our next president. To thank this for next Christmas in Puerto Rico, and enjoy our island, and just have fun, man.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Fernando.